I do want to get down to Florida and visit with some people that are there. I told you we'll break in whenever we get a chance. And Lisa Mock is going to be joining us here down there in Florida. In fact, let's get Lisa on. Lisa, I appreciate it. I know this is a difficult time. How are things down there?
Hi, Tyler. They're okay. I've never lived through a hurricane before, but I decided to stay just because I wanted to be here for the aftermath of my house in Cape Coral for the most part. But my house is kind of on the southeast corner of Cape Coral in the first evacuation zone. It's very close to the water. So we opted to move farther north at my sister's. And right now we're in the eye of the hurricane, and we're in, there's four of my family members here, and we're in two different closets with walkie-talkies, and we've lost electricity. It sounds outside like the worst storm in North Dakota you could imagine, but it's been constant for a few hours and probably will be till 6 p.m. It's, the winds are devastating. We do, every once in a while, we take a peek outside and it's like, it's unreal. The trees are bent. You talk about flat winds and those flat, strong winds in North Dakota. It's very similar to that. Everybody's lanai screens are flapping in the wind, boat covers flying all over. But I think the main concern is the surge down in my area. I'm very worried about that. And the storm surge, I don't know if anybody knows about that, but that is basically, the water that's rising above sea level. And my house is currently at sea level, and it could be up to 18 feet of storm surge in my area of Cape Coral. So that's my biggest concern is the flooding.
Well, and Lisa, when you say 18 feet, I mean, that's almost unthinkable. And that type of water surge, it really is, Lisa.
Yeah, it is. Naples, I think they had their record high of storm surge was 5 feet, and they had that a couple hours ago. So that's the last I've heard. We lost power to the radio. We lost power, but we can no longer get the radio reception or anything like that. And my phone kind of goes in and out sporadically too. So I'm not sure how long I'll be on.
Well, and I want to emphasize how grateful we are that you are able to connect with us, knowing that how sporadic this is and how uncertain. And does it feel like you're almost on an island now that you don't have power and the radio, the way of which we can communicate? Explain what you're feeling right now.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the bad part about it is that, its transformers are exploding all over, and they don't say, they say it won't be days, it might be weeks, for that in a lot of areas. So, just some of the comments that some of the news stations say around here is that this is worse than Irma and Charlie. It's broader, it's wider, the worst part is going to be at high tide tonight, which is about 5 p.m. So it's just very, very devastating, and this one's pretty serious. When they talk about the tornadic winds that hit in the eye walls of hurricanes, it's basically, they say it's 155 mile per hour winds or more. And you can basically consider it a tornado for 1 to 3 hours.
Unreal.
Straight, not just a few seconds. So it's roofs are leaving, things are, it's pretty devastating.
Lisa Mock, our guest, down in Hurricane Ian that has made landfall, and describing what is going on. So you went to Cape Coral, moving southeast to kind of get out of the eye of it. And I assume with that planning, you've got some supplies. Do you have an estimate as to how long you have for supplies?
Yep. We've got phone chargers, all charged up, extra ones. We're not opening our fridges or freezers as much as we can, but we got a lot of water in 5 gallon buckets for drinking water. We've been saving, and the day before the storm, everybody was stocking up on everything they could with bottled water, tarps, everything like that. I tried looking for sandbags a couple days beforehand and could not find any whatsoever. So, we have supplies. We're not going to be cooking anything anytime soon, I don't think so. But we're doing pretty good for supplies. I'm not too worried about that.
Well, that's good. That's that preparedness of probably from the upper Midwest, right? When we talk about North Dakota and having things ready.
Yep.
I'm curious, you know, you mentioned that you're with family, which, you know, the best place to possibly be. But are there, do you have neighbors there as well? Or have they evacuated? Tell me about the number of people you've seen since you've got there, Lisa.
Sure. Yeah, there's some neighbors. I'm at my sister's house here a little farther north. And there's some neighbors that have stayed put, and we're parking our cars, you know, parallel to the overhead doors. I'm not sure why, but a lot of people are doing that just for protection of their door, I think. But yeah, there's sporadic neighbors. A lot of them that I've talked to around the area have left towards the east. And we talked about doing that yesterday, but it was bumper to bumper on 75 and going east to Miami. And we just decided that we aren't going to get stuck in a storm on the highway or interstates. So that around here, they close off the bridges when winds get 45 miles per hour. So I'm like, geez, that's daily in North Dakota. but I suppose with all the traffic on them and, you know, it's just a dangerous situation. So yeah, Floridians here, they're pretty numb to hurricanes, but I think this one is going to change their minds, you know, well, for the most part.
Lisa, you mentioned this being your first one. Talk about the emotional state. I mean, panic, calm. Tell me how you're doing.
I'm not really panicky. I just told my sister I've had this knot in my stomach all day just worrying about my house. I think we're fine in my sister's home here. We're in a pretty good shelter and that type of thing. But I'm really, really scared just to see what my house is going to look like when this is all done tonight. I do have one neighbor that stayed put next to me down there that he'll give me some highlights of everything when he can step outside. Right now, you really can't step outside. It's that bad.
Well, and advised to obviously not, and having that eyes on the ground, I hope brings you a little peace of mind, Lisa, when you can connect. I know that that has been an issue as well because of, I'm sure, just this weather interfering with data and cellular service.
For sure. Yeah, it just kind of goes in and out. You know, I get one bar and zero bars, and then now I have three bars, so I don't know what's going on. But yeah, no, I do have eyes down there. I hope he's fine. He said he was losing his roof when I got the last text message from him. But anyway, yeah, no, it's I'm kind of sick to my stomach. I'm scared for what I'm going to find, more so than, like, my life. I'm not really worried about that. We're keeping things pretty jovial when we can here. We have walkie-talkies in the closets and things like that. But I'm just really, really worried about what I'm going to find when I head back towards Southeast Cape, where it's closer to the water.
Well, and that's understandable, Lisa. But I know for all of us up here in the upper Midwest listening on KFGO and part of the staff here, we're happy that you're safe, that you're feeling safe, and, you know, we're thinking about you and want to continue to let you know that down there.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. We're in the eye right now, and we're going to hit the second part of the eye ring, which could be more serious and some big surges. So we just got to pray and, you know, cross our fingers that it doesn't, that it stays at bay a little bit. But,
you know, Lisa, that brings another question up, and I don't want to take too much of your time. I know how valuable your battery life is here. Do you get any heads up through your phone about a second surge, or is it just, look, you're going to hunker down, you're just going to have to ride it out and listen to that wind howl and that rain pour? Describe that for me.
Yep, I do have notifications from the Alert Lee, which is Lee County, which is what I'm in, and one of the worst counties to get hit here, Collier, Lee, and I can't remember the other one now, but yeah, so I do get these alerts every once in a while that are flashing, but, you know, there's nothing specific. It's just kind of like high winds, you know, that type of thing. You know, I can't get the radar on my phone. I could probably try now just to see where we're at in the eye. So there's different sites that you can go on to that will keep you more posted. And my brother-in-law in the other closet across the house with the walkie-talkie, he's able to get a local weather station with a radar on his phone for some reason, and he's kind of keeping us posted here. But it sounds like we're going to hit the second surge here real soon. And, you know, by 6 o'clock, hopefully it'll be past us, and it'll head up to Port Charlotte and then off to the Tampa area, which initially was supposed to get it worse, but it switched and it went towards us. So.
Well, Lisa, I want to reiterate something I had said before that last question, that, you know, we're thinking about you. We know how scary this must be, your first time, and this might be one of those, you know, record-setting, those unprecedented moments here. But grateful that you're able to connect with us. And from us to you, you know, we're thinking about you, and you'd be safe, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Tyler. Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Mock down there in Hurricane Ian and in a closet. Right now, be able to connect with us right here in Fargo, North Dakota. Think about that. In a closet, on one side of the house, on the other side of the house is your brother, trying to monitor the storm as it's surging, and there's going to be another surge, potentially more dramatic and more dangerous, the one that has already gone through. So when we think about Lisa and those others that are impacted down there, we'll get you some of these messages, your thoughts, 35270. That's the Ag Consultants of North Dakota. You can also call me on the Laney Studio line at 237-5948. This is Afternoons Live. I'm Tyler Axis. You got a locked into KFGO Fargo.